Okay, so here's the deal with the premature ejaculation that you don't experience at times and do experience at other times. There's a clear point when you don't experience it, right? So you know what that feels like. So here's the thing with totally preventing this from ever happening again. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're being. So you know, because for guys who have their only experience has been premature ejaculation, this doesn't work as well. But you know who you are when you don't have the issue. Like when they're just like, yeah, I just want you to fuck me, I don't care, right? And whatever, you have that permission. Yeah. When you have that permission, sourced from her in this case, you show up a certain way. Internally, you feel a certain way. It's who you're being, right? Like who you're being now is super different than who you're being with a cop that pulls you over, right?
I hope
yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of who you. There's a lot of who in there, right? We are, as the great Wyatt Wood Small says, we are a ship of fools. There's a lot of us in there, and there's different who you're beings in bed as well, right? And there's a who you're being that you, if you like closed your eyes and sat for a second, you'd feel who that guy is. Who does not have an issue with premature ejaculation. And then you just be that guy. And it's so easy you won't even fucking believe it. But that guy doesn't have an issue. And there's no... It's funny, it just releases all the pressure on it. It really is just showing up as a different guy. It's the who you're being. I've done this with men who've never had the experience of, you know, just having a marathon session with a woman and just feeling super turned on, but being able to control their ejaculation. If they've never had the experience, we need to manufacture a who for them, right? It's like, and sometimes that's a question of literally like, who would you be if you were that guy? Or what would it be like if you were, I don't know, some character from a movie? James Bond's a bad choice because he's a caricature, but a character from a movie that like you feel like you relate to who could be that guy, which just comes across as, I'm just totally toy with you right now, you know? I'm not like, I'm much more like, yeah. Have my way with you, and I'm going to make you scream. And you're just, it's a who you're being.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yes. Another caricature, but I think you know, like, you have a feeling of, like, who that guy would be. In your case, it's really a snap, because you know, like even I see your smile, like, you know the difference between who you're being in the nervous, oh, shit, am I going to come too soon guy, and who you are when it's not an issue. And so they're giving you permission and triggering that the guy that doesn't have the problem. Now you just source it from within because you know what it feels like. It's easy to source from within. You know what I mean? It's super easy to source it from within. So just be that. It's really a who you're being. And it's counterintuitive, right? You think it's like a thing that you're doing or how aroused I am. It's not an arousal level. It's a who you're being when you're aroused. Okay, done. Yeah, that'll work 100% of the time. Yeah.